It is called the Solid Start Act, and there's hard to find anything in here that anybody could be against. And we profiled this legislation before on this show. It really helps smooth the path for returning veterans, those that are making the transition from military life into civilian life. And we know that that can be a traumatic for some. And it had bipartisan support, was on cruise control to be voted on today. And in fact, we were planning on speaking with its author, Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin, anyway. But now the Democrat from Holly, good and fired up over what happened yesterday that has blocked this bill. Congresswoman Slotkin, I don't think I've ever seen your mild. You are my mild mannered go to politician, and you. I guess an eruption would have be would probably be the appropriate metaphor there. It's a good bill. Just explain to our folks what happened.
Sure. Look, it's a veteran bill that I've been working on for almost 2 years. It basically says the VA has to reach out to recently separated veterans 3 times in their first year. And I'm sorry if you hear the noise behind me, that's votes being called. But and because most veterans, I mean, it's scary. Almost 60% of all veterans don't know the services that they're entitled to just by being veterans.
Yeah.
Job assistance, healthcare, I mean, a whole range of things. And what we've seen is suicide rates are extremely high in that first year after separation, like scary high. And the veteran suicide rate is already high for regular sort of veterans outside that first year. So it's really important they connect. We've been working on it. We built it to be bipartisan. As you said, it passed the Senate unanimously. I mean, what passes the Senate unanimously? And so we were like ready and, you know, on cruise control basically for a great bill. And then because of 16 words in the 4-page bill, the other side objected, and they basically turned it into a fight about abortion. All the bill says is that the VA needs to provide women veterans with information that is tailored to their specific health care and benefit needs, unquote. Really general, right? Things like mammograms and pregnancy assistance. That's what was meant when we...
So the word abortion does not appear anywhere in there.
No.
And it doesn't even really mention reproductive rights.
No. No, it doesn't touch it. And frankly, we wrote this bill and I announced it in Howell, Michigan, Veterans Day 2020. And so long before Roe was overturned, I mean, we weren't even talking about abortion. You know what I mean? Like, it just wasn't what we were trying to do. And they, the other side decided that even though they had supported this bill in committee, and many of them were co-sponsors.
Right.
I mean, the people I was looking at across that room helped me write this thing. And they turned on it and they said, well, we think that means you're supporting, VA's new rules on abortion, which are if you're a victim of rape or incest, or a doctor says you have a dangerous pregnancy, you can get some care. You can get a termination if you absolutely need it. And they turned a totally kind of mom and apple pie veterans bill into a fight over abortion. And yeah, that frustrated me. That got me angry. You said it. I don't usually get that angry, but I've got a stepdaughter in the Army right now. She will be one of those female veterans. I know what my husband went through, even after 30 years in the service. That first year out, you're just kind of adrift, you know? You've been in the military your whole life. So, they were playing politics with veterans issues, and there should be no more bipartisan issue than veterans stuff.
So when did the policy change? Because, I mean, is it really that they just decided to pick this up in an election year? I mean, we have seen things like that happen before, looking for a cultural issue to weigh in on. Or was it just the fact that the goalposts moved, that all of a sudden this was a benefit that hadn't even been an issue before? Well, now the bill takes on a different complexion, doesn't it?
I think the idea that you would, veto a bill or be against a bill because of 16 words that very generally talk about women veterans and their needs, when 16 veterans commit suicide a day. I don't know. I just think that it was politicizing something that even the most pro-life Republicans in the Senate had supported, right? I think they decided to turn this into an issue And I can't abide that. And look, maybe there are differences. Certainly, the folks on the other side of the aisle do not believe that there should be any exceptions on abortion. But they were clear about that in their position. It was a group called the Pro-Life Caucus that brought this forward.
Mm-hmm.
They don't believe a woman who is raped or the victim of incest or is in a medically sensitive position should be able to get any abortion. That's fair to say that that's where they are. I just said, let's, if you want to litigate that, go to the courts. You know, we're not the judiciary. We're the legislative branch. If you have a problem with what the VA has done, take it up through the courts. Let's just pass a bill that's good for the 18 million veterans we have in the country.
Let me try to get inside their heads, though. If this creates a VA benefit for abortion.
It does not.
Okay,
it does not.
But in their minds, if it does, is that a violation of the Hyde Amendment? Because federal dollars would follow those benefits.
So this bill gives no additional benefits to any veteran. It's literally just about outreach, just basically publicizing what they have access to, job assistance, you know, everything, booster
right.
shots, whatever. It creates zero new skills or zero new things programs that they can have access to. It's just marketing. What they take issue with is policy at the Veterans Administration. That they should take up in the courts. That we're just not the judiciary. That's not what I'm trying to talk about.
Or talk to the VA chief at budget time and say, you know, what are you doing here? Or take it up with the White House. But I understand exactly what you're saying. But do they have those avenues open to them? Or is this, I mean, this was kind of done by fiat after Dobbs. Wasn't this an executive branch executive order that the VA was to offer
VA
this?
VA made the policy, and we asked, we said, look, lots of court cases have been filed for years, and I'm sorry if it's noisy, I'm going to vote.
No, by all means do.
There's a long history of executive branches under both presidents making policy, just go to the courts. That's how we do it if you really don't agree, and just don't sabotage good legislation.
What are the chances that you bring this back up after the midterms and those that maybe wanted to do a little grandstanding will go away?
Oh, no, it's going to a vote today. We're biting our nails here. Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's going to a vote. It's too important. So.
And you're also going to be voting to keep the government open, aren't you? I think the Senate did pass
that
about an hour or two ago.
Indeed. The Senate just brought it over. So I got to run and vote. I apologize.
No problem. You know,
five-minute clock.
That's okay. We like to see Congress actually doing things. So that's
indeed.
Great. Well, we will follow that vote, Congresswoman Slotkin. We thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right. Always a pleasure. Yeah. It doesn't create the benefit. That's not what this was about. So it certainly seems that they... it certainly seems like someone just wanted to make an issue, and heaven knows both sides are guilty in advance of the midterms of grandstanding on everything. That's really what this student loan relief is all about, is shaking that money tree ahead of the midterms. But this just seems like it's a wrong-headed way to go about it and the wrong field to be fighting that battle on. When we come back, a new record holder in the American League, and one of our teams has a 6-game winning streak. Yeah, I don't believe it either. We'll discuss it with Steve Courtney next on The Guy Gordon Show.